Miles, it seems like the last couple years when you suffered that first loss, it really started spiraling downward. And when you kind of get in these gauntlets in the SEC, is there how can you guys improve on that? Then when you get punched in the mouth, to kind of get right back up and throw another punch as opposed to just kind of letting it spiral downwards like it has the last couple years in October?
It's not like anybody tries to let it get bad. You know, you're going against great competition every week. And so, you know, you just try to stand back from a loss or stand up from a loss and get back on your feet, get onto another, you know, scheme to prepare for that team. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, we're not really worried about the next loss or the last loss and how it has affected us. You know, we just got knocked down a couple times and to keep on preparing and keep on going at the next team.
Left side, second row.
Miles, how tough is it to concentrate on this coming season when you hear words like potential number one pick, first round NFL, and you know that that could be waiting for you in just a few months?
Not really worried about it. You know, I just you know I'm taking on what's ahead of me right now, and that's what that is fall camp, and after that, that's our first game, and I have to approach that before anything else can be said about me. I have to do well and you know play up to my expectations and. You know, hopefully exceed those before I can think of anything like potential first round or first pick or anything like that.
Front row, left side.
Miles, how big is it for you guys to get, you know, Ataro Alaka back 100% healthy, Priest Willis now eligible after sitting out? How much does adding those guys to the mix sort of help your defense take the next step under John Chavis in year two for him?
I mean, it's great to have those guys back. Ataro, you know, he's a great you know, outside linebacker. You know, he brings some heat off the edge. And then Priest, he's you know, a great DB. And we appreciate having him. But, I mean, just having that chemistry, knowing that he's been there and those guys have been there in those roles and finally we get to have him back, we should do well on defense.
Left side.
Miles, sometimes you start hearing other things about hot seat as it relates to coaching. Do you guys think Coach Sumlin is on the hot seat this year?
Again, not even thinking about it. You know, we're playing for him. We're playing for the name on the front, which is Texas A&M, and you know we're playing for the love of the game. And so, not worried about you know if there's a hot seat for you know one of our coaches or any of our coaches. We're just trying to play because that's what we know how to do.
Front row here on the left side.
Miles, do you rely on Deshaun much to try to make you a better player? If so, what do you rely on from him to do that?
I mean, he creates openings for me just like I do for him. And so, you know, if he's doing really well, you know, they're going to start, you know, sliding the off the line over to him, and that makes openings for me so I can make some plays in the game or affect the quarterback or, you know, get inside and make a tackle for loss. You know, he's just as effective as me.
Questions for Miles? Right side, third row.
Miles, Commissioner Sankey singled you out as someone who was kind of exemplary, someone who writes poetry and kind of stays off social media and as kind of singled you out. What does that mean, that recognition mean to get from him?
I mean, I definitely appreciate the compliment. You know, it means a lot to get that from him, knowing that he's a commissioner of the SEC. And hopefully I can just continue on that path and you know continue being a good person and a good leader.
Left side here against the wall.
Miles, what about your game specifically are you looking to improve and be better at this year than you were last fall?
Just getting the hands off me, having a good bend off the edge, and no run defending. I know that my coaches tell me I can get better at that, and I've been working on that for the last 2 years. You know, it was tough the first year, knowing that I was injured. I had to you know, lean to one side, but I had a good year under my belt where I didn't have you know, any real major injuries. And so you know, I got a good strength condition under my belt, and I can get another fall camp in, and I'll be working on that, and then hopefully I'll be prepared to go against some great you know, opponents.
Questions? First row.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but during the spring, didn't you say that you thought last year was a down year for you? If so, I mean, how can you really do better than what you did?
By improving, just like I did last summer. You know, I took what Coach Jackson gave to me, which was, you know, a lot of great workouts, or what Coach Price gave to me, which was a lot of, you know, good drills so I could work on my technique, which on run defending and, you know, where to place my hands or where to place my hands on pass rush and how I could get my footwork better so I could bend better to the quarterback. You know, those are small things that can I can improve on so I could, you know, not miss those sacks and not miss my chances. And just having another year of the scheme under my belt so I can know exactly what I'm doing and not take one bad step that, you know, keeps me one step away from making a big play.
Left side here, also in the front row.
Miles, Kevin said that in December last year the program was a little unstable and credited you for being one of the guys that helped stabilize it, but also said that a guy like Trevor Knight coming in was a big reason that it's a little, I would say, more harmonious now in College Station. What has Trevor brought that you've seen as a guy who's been at Texas A&M and gone through some of the things that you all have gone through?
A confident leader at quarterback. What we needed. I mean, we had a lot of young guys who were, you know, who had to prove themselves. And we had Trevor Knight, who's already proven himself. He's confident in himself. And, you know, we know he has left for the game. We know he can play at a high level. And, you know, he's beat the best, which is, you know, right now, which is Alabama. From what they've done last year, they won the championship. So he's shown that he could play against anybody. And he showed that he's a great person and a great leader from, you know, this year, what he's done in the summer. We're going to follow his lead, and we're going to need him.
We have time for just one more question. Left side.
You've seen a lot of great offensive tackles in the SEC. Leo Collins a couple of years ago, Cam Robinson, Laramie Tunsil. Who's the best?
Probably a run defending Leo Collins. He got after me in that game, and that really, you know, gave me a fire in my belly to get out there in my run defending, knowing that, you know, there were guys that good on the edge, playing tackle in that regard. But pass blocking, probably, can't remember the guy's name. He's from Auburn. That left tackle, he was pretty good, especially last year. He did really well against me. And just knowing that guys out there are improving and trying to you know, go to that next level. Yes, Sean Coleman. And knowing that there's guys that good, that gives me, you know, fire to increase my play and, you know, work on these little things that are keeping me from, you know, dominating the game.